we rang for the waiter, which ring produced the waiter who announced himself as not the waiter who ought to wait upon us and who didn't wait a moment longer. So Bullfinch approached the coffee room door and melodiously pitching his voice into a bar where two young ladies were keeping the books of the Temeraire, apologetically explained that we wished to order a little dinner in an hour and that we were debarred from the execution of our inoffensive purpose by consignment to solitude. Hereupon, one of the young ladies rang a bell, which reproduced at the bar this time the waiter who was not the waiter who ought to wait upon us, that extraordinary man whose life seemed consumed in waiting upon people to say that he wouldn't wait upon them, repeated his former protest with great indignation and retired. Bullfinch, with a fallen countenance, was about to say to me, "This won't do," when the waiter who ought to wait upon us left off keeping us waiting at last. "Waiter," said Bullfinch piteously, "we have been a long time waiting." The waiter who ought to wait upon us laid the blame upon the waiter who ought not to wait upon us, and said that it was all that waiter's fault. We wish.